Welcome to Ask Peggy About Your Finances, because prosperity is so much more than money. Brought to you by writer, speaker, and certified financial planner, Peggy Dowiak.
Thank you to Sports Talk 1400 in Norman for production and studio assistance.
Hello, and welcome to the Ask Peggy About Your Finances show. I'm Peggy Dowiak, and I'm a certified financial planner practitioner. This is a show for you to help you understand your money better. We're going to start today looking at what happened last week in the stock market, because it's one of the most interesting and possibly disconcerting weeks I've seen in the market for a long time. So the basic outline of what happened was some hedge funds decided that some stocks, some companies weren't going to do very well. And so because of this, they shorted them. The news got out to a Reddit community who didn't like the fact that the stock was being beaten down. And so the Reddit users banded together and they bought the stock in huge companies. If you've been paying any attention to the financial news this last week, you'll know that I'm talking mostly about GameStop, somewhat about AMC, and then there's a few other companies that got caught up into the trade, but not to the level as these two companies did. Now, I'm taping this show on February 1st, which is a Monday, and I'm talking about the action that happened last week. The way I usually start the show is by talking about how the stock market did last week, and that's really sort of incidental to this story, but it's a really important component too. So the S&P 500, which is the broadest measure of U.S. stocks, it's the 500 biggest American companies comprise the S&P 500. It went down a little over 3% for the week, which was one of the biggest weekly drops that we've had for a while. I believe, as do most other analysts, so don't be impressed because I think it, that the drop in the S&P last week was mainly due to what happened with GameStop and AMC. So I would like to try to help you understand the details of what really happened so that when you're trying to make investment decisions for yourself, maybe you can make them with a little bit more information. So let's start out with what a hedge fund is. A hedge fund is a fund in a very loose form of the word that makes alternative investments in addition to sometimes traditional ones. Hedge funds got their name originally because they were purchased as hedges or as an investment that might react in a way that was opposite the rest of your portfolio. So if something went wrong in your main portfolio, your hedge would make money. So for example, if I own a lot of American companies in stocks or mutual funds, I could hedge against the S&P 500. Now, I can do that in two ways, and this is very related to what the hedge funds were doing to GameStop and AMC and these other companies. So I can hedge by either purchasing an option contract. And the kind of option contract that I want to purchase is one that makes money if the stock goes down. So you can buy option contracts that make money when stocks or indexes go up. You can also buy them that make money when they go down. When you do this, you do something called buying a put. A put is basically a bet that the investment is going to drop. Now, options are unbelievably complicated. There are other ways that you can bet that the market is going to go down. I don't want to go completely into the weeds because I think this segment's going to get weedy enough as it is. So these hedge funds were partially buying option contracts, betting that the price of the stock would go down. The other way that you can make money if a stock goes down is to sell it short. And short selling is really one of the weirdest things in the world to try to explain to somebody. I keep trying to explain it to my husband, and he keeps saying, "Now wait, what?" Kind of like the shingles vaccine people on the television, because it doesn't make logical sense, and I don't have a way to make it make logical sense for you. But basically, when you short a stock, you sell it first. And you're like, "Peggy, but I don't own it." Yeah, that's exactly right. You sell something you don't own, and you make money from that sale. You promise to buy it back. So the idea is you sell it and you make a profit, and then you have to buy it back, and the price has dropped, and now you've paid less for it than you sold it for. I'm not sure. I don't really believe that short selling is going to go away, although I heard this morning on the Business Channel that there's some talk about trying to regulate the whole concept of short selling. It's a very strange phenomenon. It's selling something you don't own, promising to buy it back later, hoping that it will drive the price down. It's as old of a concept as the U.S. stock market is. And one of the ways that all of those robber barons made their money back in the 20s was by shorting a stock. You drive it down and you drive it down and you drive it down. It's a very good way to eventually acquire the company if you get the price down low enough, which was what they were doing in the 20s. Today, people short stocks not so much with the idea of buying them up afterwards, but with the idea of trying to make a bunch of money when they buy the shares back when the price is beaten down. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Because remember, you've sold it and you've promised to buy it. Well, what happens if the price goes up rather than down? If the price goes up rather than down, you still have to buy it back. But now you're going to be buying it back at a loss. And because theoretically stocks could go up to an infinite price, your loss potential is infinite. Now, I've never liked it when textbooks focused on that a lot, because we all know the stock cannot go up indefinitely. We all know that eventually the price stops, eventually the bleeding stops. However, when you're shorting companies that were doing as badly as GameStop and AMC, with really bad earnings, nothing about the company that's appealing. If you have a huge price swing to the upside, it can cause a big problem. Now, enter the people from Reddit. Reddit is a chat room, and it's people that get together to talk about things. And in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with Reddit. You know, what could be wrong is what the chat room is talking about, but Reddit's simply a platform. So the people of Reddit got together and they said, "You know what? We don't like what these hedge funds are doing to these companies. They're driving them out of business." There's a lot of people who are gamers on Reddit, and GameStop is a very popular store among gamers. It made them mad. And so they said, "What can we do?" And they said, "We know. We'll buy the stock. We don't care what it's worth. We're going to buy the stock to drive up the price to screw up the hedge funds." And that's exactly what they did. And some of the hedge funds have had absolutely horrible, horrible months because of what happened. I'm looking here to see. I mean, the losses are in the billions of dollars, because there was absolutely no idea that this was going to happen. And a lot of the hedge funds lost a lot of their value because then they had to cover their shorts. If you're a trader, you may have heard the phrase cover your naked shorts, which is slightly off color, but still a finance term. And it means that you've got a short that you don't have a cover over. You don't own the position long. So you've got to cover your naked short and you've got to buy the stock back basically at whatever price it is. And so when they started buying the stocks, then obviously the hedge funds started losing money. I think that this, well, the story's actually not over yet. Let me finish the last piece of the story and then I'll tell you what I think about all of this. So the last piece of the story is a lot of these people on Reddit who are buying the stocks, who are driving the price up. And by the way, it is perfectly legal to buy 5 shares of any stock you want. Now, there might be trading reasons why buying bigger amounts of money might make a better trade, but there's nothing wrong with buying a stock long. Okay, it's absolutely a legal thing to do. So what the people from Reddit did was absolutely legal. But then the trading platforms that they were using, and I know that there were limits on trading these stocks on a lot of platforms. So I'm going to leave those names off because I'm not trying to run down companies here. But they said, well, we're sorry, we won't let you buy the stock anymore. And that is absolutely 100% patently unfair, because what they were doing by stopping the small investors who in enormous numbers were buying up the stock and driving the price up and screwing up the hedge funds, when you stop those people from being able to buy the stock, then you let those hedge funds start to control the price again. So now this is just my opinion, but I don't think that's fair. Maybe the system's broken. Maybe we need to make reforms. But stopping trading because hedge funds are suddenly crying, going, it's not fair. We lost money. Well, you know, they've been calling a lot of the shots in a lot of things. And when they decided to short these stocks, that wasn't fair to the companies either. So you just can't cry too much for a hedge fund that got its feelings hurt. Nevertheless, the trading got limited. Well, now some of the platforms are allowing the trading again. Some of the platforms are still limiting the number of shares that can be bought long. And the entire stock market is slightly shaken to its core because a group of people banded together and said, we don't really care what the company's worth. We're going to decide what it's worth and we're going to drive the stock. Now, that isn't really very different from a hedge fund who says we're going to drive the stock price down, but it is concerning when you suddenly have stock valuations that are completely disassociated from reality, because the price of GameStop and the price of AMC and the price of these other stocks that got manipulated is not even remotely the value of the company. And that's what a stock price is supposed to reflect. And so the market went, oh my God, I can't believe that this happened. I can't believe that it worked. And I can't believe that right now we still have stocks trading at multiples of where they ought to be trading. Now, you know, we can also say, boys and girls, do you remember the dot-com bubble? And the only difference this time is the people who are setting the price aren't the people in the stock market. They're more like average people who just decided to make a point. What's going to happen? Okay, the first thing I worry about are the people who are buying the stock who have decided that because it went up, it's actually worth what it's selling for. It isn't. It's going up because of supply and demand. And so I don't want people to get hurt thinking, wow, look how great this is. Or, wow, I want to get in on this. My opinion only. I am not telling you how to invest because I am not acting like an investment advisor on this show. But if you don't get into deals like this at the very beginning, you're going to be the last man standing when AMC and GameStop go back to their original valuation. That's how bubbles always end. Bubbles always burst. And the people who get into the position later are much more likely to get hurt than the people who started this out in the first place. The other people who can get hurt are the people who have made a ton of money on this and they're like, well, I don't care. I'm going to hold this. It doesn't matter. Now, that matters depending upon where you got the money from to make this investment. If all you invested in GameStop or AMC was the money for a trip to Las Vegas, then, you know, if you lose it, you lose it. You know, you can watch it ride. You can ride it all the way up. You can ride it all the way down. You're out spending money. But if you used rent money or car payment money or utility money or anything to make a point, you need to take care of that position because there will be the moment where it will drop right back to where it was before. This is a bubble. It will break. I don't know when. I don't know how high it will go. But I know it is already completely outside my personal comfort level. So be very careful with that. It's also disconcerting to the market to see that people were willing to knowingly throw aside every concept of rational financial thought. So typically in finance and textbooks, you read about the rational investor and the concept of utility and how people will take the position that will make them the most amount of money and cause them the least amount of pain. And that is not what happened in this trade. People knew they were buying into something that wasn't true at the beginning. They were doing it to stick it to the hedge funds. Kind of like Occupy Wall Street, but with money. And so we have people who are walking into investments that they know aren't rational, that they know aren't valuated correctly, and they're making them anyway. That's a little different than most earlier bubbles. Most earlier bubbles, the people were kind of deluded into thinking that, oh no, companies don't need profits. We'll go ahead and value on projected earnings, which was what happened in the dot-com. Or, oh no, tulips are great, and tulips are going to be our next currency. And if that sounds like Bitcoin, I'm just going to let that lie there. And that's what happened in the Great Tulip Crisis. What's happening this week is even a little bit more disturbing because it looks like it's going to ripple out to other commodities that have been somewhat, they're not as popular as people want them to be. So what I'm going to tell you this week, and this is advice as a friend, not advice as a financial advisor. I want you to be really careful about anything you see this week that looks like a great deal or a screaming deal or any information you get about anything that says, hey, once in a lifetime opportunity, or hey, let's go get the hedge funds. Now, if you've got spending money and you want to go get the hedge funds and you can trade the stock, I'm going to remain non-committal about that. But I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to get in over your head. I don't want you to be the last man in the pool or woman in the pool where when the water goes back out, your naked shorts are showing and there's nothing you can do about it at that point and you ride that thing all the way back down to the ground. I have the feeling this story is not remotely over. I'm going to continue talking about it. Sorry for the fact I've made an 18-minute first segment. I thought I'd tape this first and then see how much time I had left when I got done to figure out what I'm going to do with the rest of the show. So be really careful. Watch the news. This is wild. It's worth keeping up with.